With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A prominent healthcare executive is shot to death on the streets of New York City.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was
a brazen, targeted attack.
The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Thompson died at a nearby hospital. Tisch says the suspect got away first on foot and later on an e-bike. He was last seen in Central Park. Thompson had worked at United Healthcare for 20 years, the last three as CEO. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, was on Capitol Hill Wednesday meeting with lawmakers. Earlier, he was on SiriusXM's Megyn Kelly show saying he still has the president-elect's backing.
He supports me. We talked. I won't betray what we talked about specifically, but he said, you go meet those senators and I've got your back. It means a lot to me.
Hegseth says he will continue to defend himself.
I owe an answer to the members of the United States Senate who are going to vote for a confirmation here. And my meetings with them have been fantastic. No one has looked me in the eye and say, I have concerns and I can't vote for you. In fact, most have said, let's take a picture and I'm behind you all the way.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants to cut funding for PBS and Planned Parenthood. When asked whether he plans to axe the two organizations during an interview with Fox News, Johnson said, I would like to, that's for sure. He also noted that he might face pushback from Congress, saying they'd have to build consensus. The price of one Bitcoin has officially hit $100,000 for the first time. This is SRN News. Bible sales are up.
According to data from Circana BookScan, purchase of the scriptures surged 22% in the first 10 months of this year, compared to a 1% increase for book sales overall. Nearly 14 million Bibles have been bought by Americans so far in 2024, and some clergymen think it has to do with anxiety over things such as the economy and global conflicts. In fact, the Bible is a bestseller virtually every year, but the 2024 surge is attracting attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the queer trans agenda lately, and experts say more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. Angry customers got the ball rolling. This is SRN News. South Korean MPs have begun impeachment proceedings against the country's president after blocking his attempt to impose martial law.
He will have very little future politically. It's difficult to say whether or not further proceedings will be taken against him. We've seen that in the past in South Korea. Three out of the last four presidents have been charged with either corruption or bribery. And I do not think people here, even his former supporters, will accept him as leader of the country. Whether he decides to take that decision into his own hands and resign, whether he's impeached, or whether he even tries to hang on, he will be a lame duck president.
The president had said martial law was needed to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces. Pope Francis has a new all-electric Pope mobile. The CEO of Mercedes-Benz presented the vehicle to the Pope Wednesday at the Vatican. More details at srnnews.com.